Welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. This week we cover special guest Campagnolo in the house. The donation of Wang's time back to the community is coming to an end.
What are you going to do, mate?
More training.
Oh, God. Some of the listeners took last week's episode very seriously, and of course, more. Come along for the ride.
Now, if you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not.
You're still drunk from yesterday, mate.
There's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally. And the odds are high we'll probably shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their goals. So, with that, let's introduce ourselves. Jesus.
To Alex.
Wow, mate. Hello, you drunken Wang.
Still drunk from yesterday. I said Alex.
I said hello, oh, hello. Drunken Wang.
Cashy.
Hello.
You've got him now.
Hi there.
And I'm the Wang. Welcome, guys, and welcome, listeners, to another Adelaide Summit podcast. Fuck, we got there.
Are you sure, mate? You're right. You want a moment?
No, we're all good.
Look,
all
good. As always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week, starting with Cashy.
G'day.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Hot off the plane. Yeah, hot off the plane. Been in New Zealand for...
Fresh and chops.
Dropped Gracie off at school on Monday and then, bit of lounging and then.
You got your own jet yet?
No. But it was good, productive week at work also.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah, I heard the CEO stepped down, so Cashy's stepping
up. Cashy executive officer.
There was some bants going on that I would be applying for said role, but no.
I did tag you in on the Woolworths post.
He's actually a really, I'm not pissing in his pockets, but he's actually a really good CEO. Actually a bit sad. There were people in tears at some of the offices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
They took it to heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, pardon me. Hats off, Brad. You can go spend some more time in your vineyard in Queenstown.
He'd have a nice one. Really? Surely a nice package, wouldn't he?
Yes.
And a pay packet?
But yes.
Not as nice as your package, Alex.
Went bouldering over in NZ. It was good. There's a fucking great complex that's probably... it's quite large, but it's great. Did a couple of runs, a couple of 5Ks, and went to see the National last night. So
the what?
The National.
What is that?
That's a band.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right. And then came home, flew home, went bouldering, and then did probably like half an hour on the bike before coming here.
Good work.
Yeah.
I'm almost dressed like the real Shamui was when I rode with him on Wednesday night. I'll tell that story in a moment.
Oh, well, Wang, you're up next, mate. What have you been doing this week?
817K this week, just average 23 hours. So just standard copy-paste. So Monday, after my two full solid weeks back at work, I did have to have an RDO on Monday. So
RDO, or your sick day, or mental health day.
Yeah, is the
it was good after that.
Just a lot of
Tuesday, I was raring to go. Productivity was good for the rest
decision
of the week.
Paralysis.
Yeah.
Decision fatigue.
My streak's already gone for the year, for work that is. Tuesday. Some little Zwift sessions in the morning, then out the crits on Tuesday night. Just give them back.
Give them back again.
Me and the Wang actually got separated whilst marshalling.
Oh, yeah. Alex actually gave back as well.
I had to go to that.
Did you donate your time as well?
I did, yeah. Oh. Yeah. So I was at top end of the track on the boring corner and Wang's down the bottom of the track. And I was like, my walkie-talkie's not working. And he's like, fuck up. And I was like, no, really, you got to say something to see if my walkie-talkie's working. Finally got him to say something. He's like, Wang, checking in top corner. I'm like, everything okay, Wang, thank you.
For listeners at home, this is the Norwood Crits at Vic Park, and Wang and Alex were being corner marshals.
Just corner was a safer place.
Safety Sam's.
Yeah, I actually had to do a whole lot of work. The signs were blowing out onto the track. It was tree bark flying across the track. Wind was going nuts.
Picking up bottles,
yeah.
Are there a lot of foot traffic that just have no idea that there's a race?
A lot, yes. There was a chick running in the opposite, towards the people on the main straight.
I had one chick who basically walked out onto the bottom corner almost in front of riders, and I was like, oi, because she was on her phone.
Yeah, classic.
And I was like, get off your fucking phone and look at the sign. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, almost walked in the middle of the bus.
Stop bringing mum to the track.
Job well done then.
Job, that was my job. Yeah, yelling at people. So,
Wednesday, what did you get up to?
Wednesday
welds?
Wednesday. No, I went for a ride with the real Shamoy Wednesday. Now, this was a stitch up. Rocked up at his house. And as listeners may know, the real Shamoy has been partaking in a lot of running lately.
He's an offie at the moment, isn't he?
Oh, fuck, he's been an offie for a while. Rock up at his house and he's got his Knicks on.
He's looking very much like
Cashy. He can't find his glasses. So he's got like his casual glasses, like the ones that you have, right? And he can't find his jersey. So he's got a fucking running singlet on.
Like he doesn't have a million jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm ready. I was like, are you riding in that singlet? He's like, yeah.
You would be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
And then to just make things even worse, because he obviously hasn't got a jersey on, where's he going to put his phone?
In the Knicks.
He's got it tucked up his Knicks like a runner.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'm like, he's like, all right, we're going very easy, very easy. Up Anstey's, first corner, fuck, bam. I'm like, I thought you said we're going easy. We're doing 420 watts up Anstey's. I'm going to do like an 8-minute Anstey's. And he's like, oh, I'm fucked now. I was like, you are an idiot. So, yeah, so the real Shamoy's still got the form, but yeah.
Did you do the hour of power? Or
yeah, we did the whole hop loop. Yeah, but then we had to stop for a slushy at Golden Grove because he was cooked.
Because he had his guns out.
Yeah. So,
love it.
Yeah, between me and my singlet last week and him and his running singlet,
yeah,
putting on his show. Mm. Thursday, Friday, just standard days. Actually, Thursday, footy's back for Nate, so footy training. So we went out there on Thursday night with him. Saturday, didn't do chop, but I rode down and met the bunch. And that was good, that part. From then on, it pretty much turned pear-shaped.
What happened?
And it was a long day.
Yeah.
Well, first fault was Alex's as we were...
I got a puncher. How is that my fault?
Because that's why we ended up riding with Petite Perineum.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex got a puncher pretty much back in the car park.
Company to me.
It was good.
Yeah, okay.
The car park of Chop. So I'd do the right thing and pull over with him. Callum was with us as well. He'd caught on. So then we're changing the puncher and group one Chop comes past. Two of our teammates in there.
And didn't stop.
Nick and Leo. No, they didn't stop.
And Sornoff was like, and Sornoff was pissing at us, thinking it was his new bike.
Yeah, thinking I was
He was like, losing it.
And I was like, it's not me. Apparently, Daryl said to Nick, are you going to wait for Spunny? And he's like, no, I ride with him enough during the week. Fuck him. So anyway, fixed his puncher. I was out on my maiden voyage on my new bike, on my new Soloist, thanks to Moff. And my front rotor was not done up correctly when it was built, so that had been vibrating for 70 km, which was making Alex angrier as we were going along.
Wild! Like I had to go sit behind him. So I was like, with my tire not seating and his rotor going ting 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 up hands at carway, I was like, I'm going to neck someone. But
so Alex has changed his tire and can't seat it, so he's vibrating the whole way up. So we go to contour, sort it all out, and it's just me and Alex. Callum goes home. I was like, all right. I'll ring Petite Perineum and see, because I know he normally goes up the summit with a few of them after they stop.
Yeah.
And it was just Petite and Moff Diver. Obviously, Moff Diver's not going up up the summit.
He doesn't venture into elevation, does he?
No, out the pat is about as much.
The stairs at Pond are as high as Moff Diver goes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we catch up with them two. Moff turns off, goes home. We go up the summit, just the three of us. Nice one. Get to the top. Have some water, whatever. Petite Perineum's like, it's 10:30. It's like, you want a beer? I was like,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't want a beer. Alex is like, yes.
But what else would you want from a ride at that time of day?
Some soda water.
Some carbohydrate in the form of a hop-based sports drink.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I got a Coke.
Yeah.
Actually, they stitched me up and got me a water with some lemon in it.
Lemon in it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Three beers later, we go back down the summit. I had one beer, and that was enough. I couldn't see in front of me.
He was whinging for the whole way to Glenelg, from the scenic hotel to Glenelg.
Yeah.
What were you whinging about?
One beer. I was drunk from that one beer. Anyway, I went to the orange spot when we got down to Glenelg, and these two blokes, We picked up a couple of other stragglers on the way, and then these two blokes go over to the Watermark and order more beers and a couple of bowls of hot chips. Anyway, what time did we leave the Watermark?
It wasn't late. I was still home before 3.
Yeah, about 1 o'clock I reckon we left the Watermark.
Yeah,
PM.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then as we were riding out, or just as we were going to get the car park, Petit Prim goes to the toilet. And Alex over there.
Don't throw me under the bus, mate.
Goes over to his Wahoo and stops his Wahoo and uploads the ride. Now, for people who know Petit Perineum, he's as anal as me about
Johnny
the Strava.
Long case. He is a...
And it has to be the 200Ks every Saturday without fail.
It was. It just was in 2 rides.
And he needs it in 1 ride.
He can contact Strava, get them to merge. Merge the
so
150, two together.
So his ride was only 157K on Saturday. So that absolutely broke him, and he wasn't the same on the ride home.
He did crack pretty hard.
He cracked pretty hard. So yeah, that was our day. And then Sunday, I just met up with Leo today, and we done a nice little, actually not a bad loop. We did sort of opposite to what we'd normally go. We come down the bay all the way along Hallett Cove along the beach.
Up Mount Hill.
No, all the way along there, and then the back way that we normally come back from McLaren Vale. So, you know, and all those dippers.
Yep.
And then back up to, like, past the RSPCA, then back onto Lonsdale.
Wow. Back way.
Yeah. Mm. Back into Lonsdale, Majors Road, Blacks Road, then back down Windy Point. Leo had a puncher for 20 kilometres he didn't realise. And then, back home from there. So, solid week. Solid week.
Lots of stories.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a good week.
Good job.
Yes.
What about you had a haircut, sir? What have you got?
I did. I cut my fringe off.
You cut your fringe off? Yeah, you've got a 5.5 head now. Me. So.
I don't know. That is Alex.
Slightly same.
The other young pup.
Slightly same for me this week. Work. Gym plunge.
Yep.
Echelon on the bike and then off the bike coaching the class. Had actually a few of my mates in the last few weeks come down and start Echelon, and now they're like motivation is through the roof, which is very rewarding to see them get cracking. Creates that positive circle of fun.
Yep.
And then, the Wang said, I had planned to do 200Ks yesterday, and at the Scenic I had 116Ks, and that's where the first 3 beers were. And then we were at the Watermark and only had 140-something Ks. So we still had 50-something Ks to do when we were done with our Hopspace sports drinks.
Yeah.
Jeez. And then if you look at my Strava, I had to do like 6 blockies to get it to 201.
Yeah, right back up past
good,
my
good
house.
Lad, good lad.
Good lad. Good lad.
Yeah.
As you guys have probably seen, I've got one of the walls in my kitchen is painted in blackboard paint.
Yes.
With a bunch of shit I like to be goals. Getting done and yes. goals and whatever. Yep. A bunch of ticks this week.
Love it.
That's good.
Talk to us. Or not.
What were the ticks?
Fruit bowl, no. Just stuff around the house, like Reno cool. stuff. Yeah, fixing shit up, making shit pretty.
How good.
Got rid of the uni student this week.
Got rid of the... He's gone back. Yeah,
uni student. Yeah. Yeah.
I missed the guy.
What?
Yeah.
It's the first time you've ever said
that. Yeah,
he won't listen. Anyway, I was going to try and ride before the potty today, but yeah, just ran out of time fixing our spreadsheet. So.
Yes.
But other than that, good week.
Very good. Very good
week. Campagnolo, what's happened in your week?
I had a pretty good week, I reckon. We was in Moonta for...
You said good week, didn't you?
Yeah. But I was in Moonta with a bunch of school friends for the first... Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
Nice.
So I didn't get to ride on Monday, so I went for a bit of a cheeky run, which was
another
fun.
Runner.
I'm not good at running either.
No,
I suck at it. That's great.
It was good fun. And then did a cheeky 2 hours when I got back at 7:30 PM.
Two hours of running or riding?
No. And then I did Wednesday chop, 6.5 hours on Wednesday.
That's to make up for the start of the week. Yeah. 6.5, Jesus.
Yeah, well, got a bit of a procrastination at the top of Norton after Wednesday chop and then carried on.
Did you have some beers at the scene?
Pardon?
Did you have some beers at the scene?
No beers.
Good boy.
Where did you go from the scenic? Or top of Norton?
Top of Norton. I went like the back way around to Wollonga.
Oh, yeah, all the way around there.
Like our last guest.
Yeah.
Must be a favourite loop, that one. Which way do you go from there?
I went like through, what was it, Kangarilla?
Yeah, out to Kangarilla and McLaren Flat. And it, yeah.
Went down the bike path, which is a bit grim sometimes.
Yeah.
Stop start on the way home. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, what's that, Thursday did 5 hours.
Jesus.
Friday, cheeky Rico spin. Chop yesterday.
Saturday chop. I did see it go past when Alex was punctured. There wasn't a very big bunch yesterday of chop, was there?
No, it was pretty good during chop, pretty smooth. But
yeah, everyone said that.
Then it kind of split up pretty much immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good fun.
Where'd you go? Did you go up Norton's?
Yeah, I went up Norton, then around back deviation and basket range, down Monty, that sort of situation, which was good fun. And then today I did another Wollonga loop on the TT rig, which is
See, we don't see any of this because you're like Alex. You don't put any of your rides on Strava.
My ride is on Strava.
I rode once last year.
that was a Norton PB.
I like it.
That's kind of my
No life. Kudos for you.
And today? It was the TT rig.
TT rig, Wollonga.
Sweet. Kind of rocked along.
Bit of a northerly today. You would have had a headwind coming home, did you? Or did it swing around?
It swung around a bit, but
I reckon it swung just as I got home.
TT bucks at all. True. So it was good fun.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, like you need any more aero games. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. I think I remember many, many times I'm like, you like, I'll be on your wheel in chop. You're the shittest sin ever.
Yeah, because he's
I love it.
High.
But also, yes.
Park was like Mike Luxton and then.
Yep. I love it. What was I going to say? Speaking of your last ride, sorry, your one ride last year was a Norton. Your PB, if I'm looking at this correctly, 11:38. Holy shit! was that a little bunch or was that a solo?
Well, me and Will did that.
It was Will,
His name's Spaghetti
Slapper. Yeah,
we went up. We had some testing that day, so we did some like test up like a 4 minute and a 1 minute Monty, and then we went out. Did a Norton for a 12 minute test. And we just kind of...
Oh, you didn't quite get to 12 minutes, did you?
No, that was the thing. We got to the top and we had to keep going. We had to stop at the top. I was like, oh, come on. But yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, it was a good win.
You both got the same... Did you both get the same time that day?
Oh,
you
got advice.
He started?
No, I was on the front rest the whole time. He was like... I had my speaker on the back for the test before.
Okay.
And then he was like, oh, I'll carry your speaker and just sat on the whole way.
So he deserved the 1 second gap then.
Yeah, well, we're kind of the same, but I would have been fuming if he got it, no?
I love it.
Was it a Taylor? Do you remember? Was it a Taylor that day? Or?
Yeah, it was pretty prime condition.
Pretty prime.
Yeah.
The old westerly up there.
I think that's like Wang's version of talking dirty A's.
I know it is.
What were you wearing? Like what wind was it? Oh yeah, I love a good southwesty.
That's your one ride that was on Strava.
That's me. I'm done.
Did you hide your watts?
No,
what were they?
Look at him. There would have been 72 watts.
Yeah, yeah.
385 or something.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That.
Yeah.
What do you need to do for 11:38?
Probably
4:20.
Yeah, 4:10, 4:20.
Fat bastard.
So for people that don't know you, you're very slippery. You're very slippery. Yeah,
very slippery.
You're very slippery. Yes. Very aero. Like how did you get to this point? What how did you get into cycling?
Well, I guess Dad's always done like a weekly. Saturday ride. He just did the Tour of Fleur, actually.
I was going to say, is that Tim?
Yeah.
That's your dad. Okay. Yeah.
He loves it. So, we did that. And then Friday nights with Eddie at the Velodrome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I love Eddie.
So, yeah, it was that. And then just going, like, the Central District Junior Tour and stuff like that and just trying to be...
If you ever won that, you had to be going well. Did you ever win it?
No. I was just trounced.
Sorry, mate. I won it once.
Pretty hopeless. And then just kind of was training a lot, wanted to get better at it, and then just kind of kept going. And then was in the Butterfields, like development with the red sleeves.
Yep.
You remember?
Yep.
And then, then got to the proper team and then got the call up for, Bridge Lane for the last couple of years.
So nice. That's how long have you been riding for now?
I was going to say, because you said you're still in school.
Yeah, I was like, you're still in
when
school
did you
now?
Start cycling?
No, he's not in school.
Yeah. I'm 20 now.
20 now, okay.
Yeah, I don't even know where that would have been. It would have been, it was like 13-ish.
Okay.
Probably.
Shit.
Nice.
7 years.
Yeah.
And with Bridge Lane for the last 2 years.
This is my third year.
Yeah, nice work. Nice work.
That's cool.
So within that, what comes to mind when you think of your greatest achievement or race day on the bike?
I guess recently had the Cadell's race.
I was going to say, yeah. It's got to be up there.
Yeah, with Jackson Medway as well up in the break, just kind of...
Just tearing legs off.
Yeah, putting our legs out, which was really fun. That was definitely a highlight. Yeah. It's just like, went to Europe last year with the team as well and did some cool races there, so it's all highlights, I guess. It's like any time you get to race with those guys, it's a pretty cool thing.
Off the Cadells, did you have any teams or anything like that sniffing around?
Not as yet.
Okay.
Come on, team directors.
You can't need to get a...
sign this guy.
Get results in Europe to really get noticed, but hopefully you kind of... like an icing on the cake situation. Result comes.
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Coming into this year, it's only February, right? But what's this year for you?
We head over. Well, I do Oshies.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, in Brisbane, and then go over to Europe after that, and then go over to Japan, and come back to Europe and spend most of the year there.
Cool. Most of the year. Sweet.
Yeah, until August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, where will you guys be based?
So far we've got most of the accommodation sorted.
Yeah.
Just something like southern France, like Toulouse sort of area. So that should be cool.
Yeah.
End of March, is it?
Straight after Oshie's. So it's like the 15th of April.
Right. Yep. Is a few of the team going over earlier than you?
Yeah, there's a few going over. And there's a few going a bit later as well. So it's kind of a...
Yeah. And Oshie's, is it road racing TT? Oshie's you're riding?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
I believe so.
And it's only been road racing to date? Or you've been...
I've done track stuff as well.
No BMX?
No BMX.
No BMX. Okay, no mountain bike.
I've done one cyclocross race.
Oh, there we go.
I was horrendous. It was good fun. It was really good fun. But yeah, did a fair bit of track.
Nice.
Doing the Bendigo Madison soon with...
Oh yeah, who are you doing that with?
With Will.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
The Radelaide Summit team.
Yeah, yeah.
Keen to see how we go.
You know what happens after you've been on the pod, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that before Oshies?
Yeah, it's in a few weeks.
I was going to say, it's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, so that should be cool.
Yeah.
I haven't touched track bike for a while. Yeah, we'll see how we go.
It won't be hard to swing wheel in at least. You're nice and light, both of you.
I hope so.
What would you say your worst day on the bike is?
I've had a few. Not gonna lie. There's a few times last year overseas where you have a pretty grim race day and you're like, oh, well, this is great.
Yeah.
I've snapped my chain at the bottom of the basket. No, I've snapped the gear cable at the bottom of the basket before and you get back home in your 11 tooth.
Oh,
that's kind of nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't probably just like do a race that you're... like you're so hyped up for and it goes to
shite.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the worst. Speaking of, actually, it's really good. It's not on our little run sheet, but your favourite race. What would be your favourite race?
That's a good question. When I was away, we were doing all these real cool races. We got Lavernier, we got all these cool races. But I really missed the Vic Park crits.
I love that.
So good.
What's good? I love it because it's, I think... anyway, what do you like about it?
It's just like a no stress kind of just everyone just races.
You're just like tearing everyone's legs off.
Well,
most
I like to do that.
I know what you mean. jokes aside, it is good because most of the time there's no bullshit, right? It's just like machine gun fire everywhere, and it's just like.
And if you go full gas for a move, it doesn't work.
There's
people and just go again.
Yeah.
Attempt.
And again and again and again.
Yeah. It's fun. Racing in Queensland is much like racing here in it. Crits are very similar, except they just get a bit more people in the normal crits at Muzz. But overall, it's the same. It's so good. Pay $11.
$11.
Oh, yes.
NCC, you're listening.
Yeah, $11. Wow.
And you get a prize if you win?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's premiums and everything.
Do they pay their volunteers?
It's not a volunteer if you get paid.
Hey, you shut up over there.
I never said I was a volunteer.
But it is pretty early, 6:45 kickoff in the mornings on Saturday mornings.
Whoa.
So that it's different, right? Because they don't have the... I don't think it would work here because, like, there's so many group rides down here. Mm. I don't know. What's your favourite group ride, actually?
It has to be the Chop.
No. Yeah.
I've never done Supers.
Really?
No.
Never done it. I'd like to give it a go, but it's at the same time as Chop.
Yeah.
So
you can almost get one lap of Chop done and then go get Supers.
Yeah, one of the BE boys did it. I think he done one. Yeah, I reckon he might have done one lap of Chop and then straight
he's
to...
He's bolted all the way to...
If you could tee it up, I'm sure you could get most of the people on Chop to do a Supers.
Afterwards.
Anyway, basically.
Yeah. Well, we kind of...
You kind of do anyway,
sort
right?
Do that.
Sort of do, yeah. I'd like to do the Supers loop with the Chop group and just chop the whole way. Like, no stopping like they do in Supers. Just nuts. The whole way.
I'd be like three of you left at the top of the summit.
Well, then you get it. Imagine just like three of us at the bottom of Corkscrew, then chopping up Corky.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No.
That's
no.
my idea of that's the ride. Where you no would beers.
Here me and lies Petit will just. Cashy.
Yeah.
Bottom rip there.
A little cross.
Rip. Yeah.
The sheep sniffing around. Yeah.
That'd be horrible. So you're on a Cervelo this year as well?
You're on Cervelo? Second year on a soloist.
Yep.
Good bikes, aren't they?
Yeah. What groups have you got on it?
Duro Ace.
Nice.
Yeah, it works.
I'm just going to say it's a given favourite group set.
Yeah, it would be Shimano. I've never actually ridden SRAM, so I can't really say, but...
Would tell us.
Yeah.
I was the same till I rode it, which I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I'm still on Shimano.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. And look, Wang, you got to get to it now.
Zingerberger. Good or bad?
I actually got a story about one of those. So the first time I ever had one was after Grafton.
Okay.
And we was at Inverell KFC and I was with a couple of the teammates.
Yeah.
And we just done the race. And then we were have to drive home. It ended up being like a drive home in the back of this, back of the team bus on a gravel road in the pitch black.
Oh, Jesus.
Scoffing these Zingerbergers. And yeah, it was a bit of a rogue KFC at I'm not an expert on, but it was a bit rogue. And I don't know. It was sort of an end of the ride situation where
anything would have probably tasted good.
Yeah, everything tastes terrible and also really good at the same time.
Yeah.
It was a similar story to Spaghetti Slapper, I reckon.
Yeah, his was after track
something Nats like that. Something late like night. That. Here late he is. Night. Everyone bought everyone zingers. It's okay. You don't have to like it. It's just weird.
I had no desire to have another one.
That's okay. Okay. I had one on the way here.
Did you?
Yeah. Of course I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you a breakfast person in the morning before a big day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay.
Big
what
Weet-Bix, man.
Weet-Bix. Another Weet-Bix.
How many?
Usually like 5-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you need to step up in
pre-chop?
Your hands, son.
Pre-chop?
Yeah. Usually pre-race, you have like rice and yogurt.
I do like a rice.
Is that sort of situation?
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
That gets the carbs in, but yeah, big Weet-Bix
seems to be the go-to.
Apparently so.
Oh, you're on it now, aren't you?
Yeah, I've just run out of milk.
Oh, so you run out of toilet paper.
Right, I'm going to put it to the test next chop, so not this weekend, next weekend.
Next weekend.
But we're going to do pre-chop Weet-Bix.
Yep.
I wouldn't do that first day on Weet-Bix. Just saying.
We're going to have another scenario 3 weeks ago.
You won't get to chop.
I'll get to chop. I'll just be like sprinting home. Might need to stop at the Grange Road roundabout toilet.
Just don't stop at the watermark.
If you, well, I wouldn't be mad if you turned my gum and reset it. That's fine. So Zingerberger, take it or leave it.
Mm.
What? And we've spoken about the brekkie. What about a cheat meal? If you had to pick something, like after 157 k's plus another
after
ride.
Crusties.
Well, before that, are you? Is your team making you diet a certain way, or are you just looking after that yourself?
It's kind of. On us.
Oh, it is on you. Okay, so then if you had to go for like a cheat meal or something extraordinary, you're rewarding yourself, what would it be?
Bit of a fiend for a good Tim Tam.
Oh, really?
Double coat?
Or, well, you say that, but the packet, right? The original one got 11 biscuits, every other one's got 9.
No way.
They were the same price.
Mate, you work for fucking Woolworths. You should know this.
Tim Tam, Arnott's own Arnott's. Woolies don't own Tim Tam. I don't work in retail. I work in stores.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
You know the trick where you'd bite off the opposite corners and then you can suck your coffee through it and it melts all the inside.
Yeah,
right. Greatest thing ever.
What do they call that? Tim Tam.
Tim Tam Slam?
Tim Tam Slam or something.
No, never done one.
Yeah.
Try it.
All right. there we go, listeners. There's a little tip for everyone who likes Tim Tams. Go to the originals.
Yeah. Tim Tams.
More bang for your buck.
Wang.
Just coming in this season, going back to obviously going to Europe this year, what's your program? What races you got coming up? What's the most one you're looking forward to?
Hard to remember all the names. So we've got Baby Giro start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Cool. I'm not sure if that's...
Yeah.
It's now common knowledge, I guess, but...
we can bleep that out.
yeah, and then Tour of Japan, and then I have to remember some of the other races.
Fuck, Baby Giro. Be right. How many stages is it?
I think it's 10 stages or something. Yeah, large. Right. And yeah, Japan would be cool as well. There's the first, like, couple. And there's another one... I can't remember what his name, but...
Did you do Lavernier or anything, or...?
The selection's not really out.
Okay.
Well, they do the selection a bit later on.
So yeah, so possible you're on Lavernier.
Hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one last year.
Is Lavernier with the team, or is that with Oz?
That's an Oz.
Aussie, yeah. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Del Toro won that last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah. And Pickock's won Baby Giro before. Did he win it a couple of years ago, I reckon?
I think if you just look through the...
Yeah.
Records and everyone guns that have won it. Freak.
Yeah, that'd just be awesome.
Anything specifically that you're like, that's going to be my race or my day coming up this year?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'd like to target them when we kind of know the routes a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do well in Japan. That would be cool. Get some prize money.
Normally plenty of climbs in Japan as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So that should be good. I know like the European races kind of, in terms of like directors, they kind of care more about that, but it'd be nice to do well in Japan as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
Amazing.
All righty. So we have some notable mentions in and around the summit this week. So last NCC crit this week on Tuesday. Hopefully it's not cancelled due to
heat, hot you reckon?
Weather, but it should be all right looking at it. I think it needs to be 36 or below by 6 p.m. for it to go ahead. So I think we should be okay. But the reason it's the last week is because Adelaide Motor Festival takes away Vic Park for a couple of weeks. And then
maybe we might get a couple.
I think they've called it. They potentially could have got a couple at the end of March, but just going on the numbers in the last few weeks, they seem to be dwindling. And everyone's sort of pretty cooked from two and down under and that. So, yeah, this week will be the last week. So get out there and support it. I'll be there. Alex, will you be on a corner?
I presume so.
Good boy.
Yep.
Good boy. Now, we all have B. Billy Bunted, new to the pod, but we stumbled across her ride this week. She did a bit of a coastal warm-up and then proceeded to smash out 11 laps of our beloved Norton Summer on the way up to the Scenic Hotel each time, just shy of $3,500 vert, and 192 kilometres. So if she's listening, well, she probably won't know her name anyway, but she'll know her ride. Wonder what she's training for. Was it a Everest attempt? Was it a half Everest?
Mini journey.
A mini journey. Yeah. What were you doing? So let us know.
She almost got halfway to the journey.
That's what I was going
to
say. Well, if you work that out, yeah, she's almost, I think it's 32 laps of Norton, just the segment for an Everest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a journey is when you got to do a loop, huh?
A journey just doesn't have to be up and down. You can go anywhere and everywhere.
So slide into our DMs. Myself and Dad Cash will hopefully have access to it if the password works.
But work it out.
It's not working at the moment. So. We also mentioned last week the Norton PB Challenge with Queen Laquifa and Miss Piggy. Well, Miss Piggy laid down the law and went within 4 seconds of cracking her PB.
Four seconds.
Putting her in the third fastest woman for the week. We expect an official two-wheeled response from Queen Lake.
That's quite good. He did actually say it wasn't an official competition after time came out.
If it's on the pod, like it's something official. Passion Fruit Oxy Shred would say.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not a competition.
But it is.
It is.
But I'm winning.
Motherfucker.
No, but so I was actually with Miss Piggy for that effort.
You were the pacer, were you?
I was the pacer, but towards the end I was alongside just like, come on, we're
was so close.
Did you have her time on your...
I just had the live segment up, so, yeah, okay. I could see it. Yeah, she was flying right up to the end of the last long straight, so the second to last left.
Yeah.
And then started to crack a little bit. Lost about 10 seconds on her PB.
So it was a positive split for her?
Yeah, yeah. Similar to what she did Saturday when we were out with the whole lot of the team. Yeah.
Got to get that negative... split. Like, hold her back. Hold her back at the start.
No, it was good. Solid effort. Yeah, so, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Who gets there first?
Yeah.
My money's still on Miss Piggy.
Yeah, 100%. Mine is too. Is it fair? Is she doing again this Thursday?
Quite possibly, yeah.
What's the...
weather conditions?
Let's have a look at the conditions. Weather. Wang's weather here.
You know what? You can do that, and then we can jump. Let's jump into...
have a look into that. Come back to us.
Look, nah, headwind.
Headwind?
No good.
Even better if you do it into a headwind.
Yeah, true.
All right, let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist, let's see who else has been spinning up the summit this week. Check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. Might be the fast guides, might be the slower ones. It's going to be everyone in between, but we will dive into their rides and data a little bit more, and we'll see who and what has caught our eyes on the leaderboards with a hand-picked time for some fun and analysis. Campagiolo, you have the fastest man and woman this week. Who has been up there?
All right, we've got Coronation Sensation with a 13.04.
And they took four seconds off their PB.
Oh, well done.
Yep. And for the fastest woman, we got Wahooligan.
Yeah. She ripped it up there too.
14.15.
What was that PB. Today?
That was the 24th, so yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she done supers yesterday.
Big dog. Yeah, yeah.
So what was the data for the fastest man?
369 watts.
Okay, it must be fairly light.
I was just going to say, that's pretty light.
Heart rate? Did they have heart rate?
No heart rate, unfortunately. But yeah, Wahooligan is only like just less than 20 seconds off her PB.
Yeah, she's flying at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
She also runs.
Yeah, not as much now. She scaled that back.
But that was part of, I'm pretty sure that was supers.
Yeah, she did supers.
Part of 122K day.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Who's got us for the men this week?
I got you guys.
You got us? Yeah, have a go.
All right. What have we got?
I've taken us from the late 17-minute bunch, so backwards.
I like it.
Yeah. Some new people.
Yeah, I love it. We've got Revenue Razor with a 17.58, 34K ride, no power, no data, but that's, you know what? It's fine. Let me just...
Targeted, you reckon?
Quite possibly. There was a few targeted rides out.
Cutler targeted. Well, we got second off the ranks, we've got Bananarama with a 17.57, 93.81. That's very obscure.
And specific.
Ride distance. Yes. 272 watts. Average heart rate was 154. So still working.
Those watts don't sound right. He's a fairly big boy, that lad. For 272 watts for a 1348.
No, it's a 17.
Oh, 17. Yeah, that'd be right.
Come on, Wang.
I was going to say.
Put your glasses on.
I can't read your speech.
How much have you had to drink in the last 24 hours?
I'm still drunk from yesterday.
Third off the ranks, we've got Bolognese. Oh,
you see what I did there?
Sorry, that was quite good, actually.
Oh, yes, I see what you did
there. Yep. With a 17.56. Ooh, targeted ride with a 29.68K ride. No power, but we've got 140 beats per minute. So not bad. It's a good work, Bolognese. Fourth, we have
you got mine.
Got disease. Wang's disease. Yeah. I don't know where you're catching that from, though. F-18 Tomcat with a 17.56. No power, no heart rate, but just I reckon he's tapping with a 14.51 PR.
Yeah, definitely.
Last but not least, for the men's, we have parental guidance required.
Another play on words, this one.
Yeah, PB. Yeah,
not bad. Not PB. Thankfully, not a shop on Northeast Road. with a 7... Small did they just ride. Equal their PR?
No, that's their PR. First time on the pod.
Well done.
Sub PB. 18.
Is that a friend of the pod? Friend of...
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay, cool. Well, good work. With a 234 watts... 173. Mm. Ooh, okay. Working. And 32K ride, so semi-targeted. Mm. Wang.
All right. I have the women's bracket. So this is the 22-minute bracket. So first of all, we had Frisky Biscuit with a time of 20:28, PB of 16:05, 112-kilometre ride, 219 watts and 166 beats per minute. Next up, we have Blueberry Muffin Top. She's been on the pod a few times before. 21:03 on a 39.89-kilometre ride. She's got a PB of 18:54, 188 watts. Next, we have former guests, Suburban Yahoo, 21:10, a fair bit off of her PB of 15:52 on a 44-kilometre ride, 156 beats per minute. Then we have B. Billy Bunted, so the young lady who done the 11 laps, 22:38. It's not a bad pace if she done all of them at that pace.
That was the very first one.
Yeah, on 192-kilometre ride, as we mentioned before, 147 beats. And lastly, we have Big McIntosh. This is a PB.
Yeah, I like it.
Another play on words.
Yeah. Well done.
PB here of 22:52. No data at all there.
Right.
Alex, you got the hand pick.
We have an amazing hand pick this week. So, new to the pod.
Yeah. Yes.
Do we know how old she is?
Eight. Yeah.
So, eight little Wilbur
Has
gone up there with Dad at an average of 4.7 kilometres an hour.
So, I just got a message from Dad, Daryl Picks. What did I say? So she did it in about 40 to 41 minutes of actual riding time, but
had some stops along the way
accumulated.
Yep,
with a sub 10 minute descent. So she's probably quicker than me on the descent than I was yesterday.
I tell you what, if I was Wilbur's dad, I would be shitting bricks watching them descend.
I did actually see Wilbur's dad. Took a couple of the com. I think he took the com for the last switchback on Green on Norton's during the week, the nice little tailwind.
Descent.
So
from the very last right hander all the way to the bottom.
Yeah,
you got to be motoring to get that.
Yeah, and that's the shittest part of the road,
especially when you come around the little
bumpy
dog leg
and
there's tree branches and shit.
I get bad juju, juju.
But little Wilbur, she totaled a 15.3k ride with Dad. Amazing.
That's. It's so good.
Very,
it's amazing.
Very good.
Love it. More kids, more girls into cycling and sport, I say.
Mm-hmm.
This week, what have we got? I'm going to talk to myself. we've got Oz Cycling SA, Tuesday the 27th and 28th, Sprint and Para, and Advanced Junior Training at all at the Superdrome. So some track stuff. On the Saturday, the 2nd of March, we've got Inside Line Mountain Bike Club with the National Downhill Round 3 at Eagle. And then on Tuesday, we have our last crit, the 27th, Senior and Junior Criteriums.
If the weather permits, come out.
Even if you just come out and support the club.
Just come out and sit on the corner with me.
Yeah, sit on the corner.
Shit.
Have a beer at the Velo Precinct.
Yeah, Velo Precincts. Yeah. They are open and they will be having beverages, fries, non-alcoholic beverages as well.
Yep.
And, come down and, have a coffee.
Forecast 36, so we should be all right. Should cool down by 6 p.m.
Yep. Love it. Or will there be enough volunteers, actually?
Me and Alex, and we had Declan out last week.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just got back from Outer Harbour from retrieving his sign.
Actually, if it's not this season, which was one last race, but next season, if you are keen to volunteer, hit Nord up for, they can always use the odd.
We'll have some winter crits as well.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Next up, we've got South Coast Cycling. They're going to do a Monday the 26th and also the 28th, which is the Wednesday, down at Edwardstown Velodrome. On the Monday, they've got some junior night training and just some night training on the Wednesday as well. And all of this stuff can be...
Entry boss. We do have, not South Australian specific, but we do have the Track Nats. I believe they start at the end of next week up in Brisbane. So for all the South Australian guys that are... going there.
Good to see everybody.
Vegas. Guys and girls.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So with that, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and all creatures in between, if you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube, as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell your friends and share it with everyone.
When we work out the password, we're also all over the socials where we give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news and information. And if you want to support the podcast, please head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, you will definitely get a shout out on the pod the following week.
And thank you to our guest, Campagnolo. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. As always, we'd love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up and let's have a chat through our Facebook and Instagram page, or shoot us through on the ye old email. RadelaideSummit@gmail.com. And with that,
here's one for you.
Good.
This isn't going to be as good as your date check from last week.
Oh, we cracked up the real shmoy last week.
Yeah. He got in trouble.
Wake up his wife.
All right, it's a question for you. Okay. How do you use a block of cheese in a sword fight? Make sure it's extra sharp. See you on the summer.
Bye.